It looks creepy. I don't like it here.
Any place is better than a car.
Daddy, let's go.
No, we're staying here until the storm lets up.
I don't know, Liz. It's pretty run down.
What was that?
Where?
I saw somebody running from that cabin.
Who'd be running around in this rain?
I'll try the office.
Oh, don't go.
Ivy, please. It's getting worse. I hope that trooper's all right.
We should have stayed with him.
I'd rather be here. At least we'll have a dry cabin and a bed.
Mom, I'm getting bad vibes about this place.
Oh, it's just your imagination.
It isn't. Mom, let's go.
No, it's too dangerous.
I don't want to stay here.
The office was locked. I think, well, why don't we go on? Maybe we can find someplace else.
Oh, good. This place scares me.
Control yourself.
This is no time for an argument.
Oh, no.
Try it again.
No use. Something's shorted out. Now we have to stay.
A light went on in the office.
Come on, let's make a run for it. Hello.
Anybody back there?
Just a moment.
Good.
Oh, look at it come down. That's a bad one.
Indeed. The road's almost washed away. We're lucky to find you.
Of course you are. See any other cars on your way?
None at all. The bridge was washed out and the trooper turned us back.
Trooper, eh?
I imagine you'll get some more customers if this keeps up.
Oh, not really. Five Oaks is too isolated and nothing like their new motel. Oh, barely get any trade. Not even salesmen. Well, here I'm jabbering on and you should be in a nice, warm cabin. Well, we can remedy that. Ah, your daughter?
Yes.
My, what a pretty little girl.
Dad, let's go.
Long blonde hair. Yes, yes. Beautiful.
How much is the cabin?
Oh, sure, we can settle up later. You won't be going anywhere in this storm. Please, please. Here you are. It's number 7. The last one on the right.
Well, ladies, shall we make a run for it?
That's lovely blonde hair. Monroe take a fancy to her.
Monroe?
My grandson loves girls with blonde hair. Shut that door. Got death, Monroe?
Death? Girlie. Blonde girlie.
Don't come near me.
He's harmless.
Pretty hair.
Let's go to our cabin.
Daddy, let's go.
Don't fret. He won't hurt you. Got the mind of a 2-year-old.
And the body of a lumberjack.
Monroe likes girlie.
I'll keep away from you.
Granny, no hit.
Take away your teddy if you ain't good.
No take teddy. Monroe loves teddy.
Should have had him put away. I couldn't do it. Ken's kin. You'll, take supper with us?
Yes, that would be nice.
Fine, fine. Around 6. Enjoy your cabin.
There it is. Down there.
Carry on. He's harmless. Bruce, turn on the light.
They don't work. Nothing. I don't like this.
I want to go home.
Let's try the car again.
The door's stuck.
Try again.
Won't budge.
Mom, I want to get out of here. Hello?
Girlie?
Oh, no!
Who is it?
Him!
Give me the phone. Hello?
To blonde girlie?
Can I talk to your grandmother? Monroe, be a good boy and get her, please.
All right. Monroe, get granny.
Give me that. Behave, or I'll lock you in the cellar. Hello?
Look, I don't know what's going on here, but The door is jammed, and we want to leave.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Bruce, a tree just fell in front of our car.
Yes, you'll be staying with us.
But not exactly what the family had in mind. Looks like they're in for an interesting weekend. Don't go away. The fun is just beginning. Or is it ending? It appears that holidays turned into a nightmare. But then, why not? The family has decided to stay for dinner, and Granny's preparing something very special.
Another biscuit, Mr. Don't believe I caught your name.
For Maeve.
Oh. Biscuit, Missy?
No, thank you.
You ain't touched a thing, girl.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, suit yourself.
Dinner is delicious.
Long time since I fixed a real supper, just me and Monroe most times. Never get tourists no more since they put in the new highway.
No light noise.
Hush up. Got that body of a man, but no brain.
Another biscuit, Monroe?
What? Teddy. Granny, take Teddy.
Promise to behave?
Monroe, promise. Be good boy.
All right.
You hand it to him, Ivy.
Mom?
He's awful.
Go on, Missy. He's harmless.
Well, okay. Here's your Teddy.
Girly kind.
Oh, Mom. He's pitiful.
Was he born like this?
No. Happened when he was six. His paw went wild. Killed his mother with a shovel, then beat Monroe before folks could pull him off.
How horrible.
I never recovered. They were gonna put him away, but I took him in. He's lucky I'm here. Otherwise, well, it'd be like caging a dumb animal.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm sorry. We didn't imagine.
I know. It's kind of spooky, though. Cranky old lady living with a halfling.
I didn't mean it that way.
Are there any other relatives?
Nope. We're the last of our line. The last of the Strakers.
No more noise!
Monroe, give me your hand, Monroe.
Ivy, maybe you shouldn't.
Bruce, don't.
That's a good boy. You're a real fine girl, Missy.
The thunder won't harm you.
Miss Sky, stop!
I'll protect you.
I can't stand it. What a shame.
Monroe, let go of my arm. Monroe, you're hurting me.
Daddy, hitting Mommy.
Let go of her.
Hitting Mommy.
He's crushing my arm.
Get your hands off. Daddy, kill. Daddy, kill.
My arm.
Stop it, woman. Stop him.
Mom, my shoulder.
I thought you said he was harmless.
Yes. It was the thunder that scared him.
I'll massage your shoulder.
No. Just let me rest.
No, we can't stay.
Daddy, I'm drained.
We've got to go.
Bruce, let her relax.
Liz, you don't understand what the old woman told him. Basta. It's Italian for stop.
So?
And their name?
Strega?
Strega means witch. We've got to leave.
I can't go. I'm too tired.
tired.
Ivy, please. We shouldn't be... Oh, Bruce, she's too weak. And I'm exhausted. This whole day has sapped my energy. Can't we nap for a while?
All right. Maybe I'm imagining the whole thing. Get some rest. We'll sleep in shifts.
Wake up.
What?
Ivy's gone. She's with them.
We've got to help her. It's jammed again.
Break it down.
Come on.
I tell me. Go and help me.
I'll tell you.
Help her. Go on. She's just gone.
Ivy.
Next on Darkness.
We can't let him stay in that house another week. He needs care.
He's talking about putting that away.
You make me sound like an ogre.
He's lived in that house over 30 years. They lived there. You and I grew up there. Take him out of it and we'll kill him.
But her memories are killing him. You think I want to hurt him?
No, of course not. But maybe we can figure out another solution.
There isn't. A sanitarium is the only answer.
Damn it, no.
Rod, you know what we have to do.
Give me a couple of days.
If you must. But he told me this morning that he and Mom are driving up to the summer house this weekend. And we know that's impossible.
Of course we do. Mom's been dead for a year.
Departed wife has returned and must make up his mind whether to make the ultimate sacrifice for her. It's a Darkness drama by Ken Jerrard called Trust Me, Darling, I Love You. Don't miss it. Vacation was written by Ken Jerrard and directed by Roger Rittner. Featured in the cast were Betty Caulfield, Art Dutch, Sandra Kenworthy, Wendy Allen, and Michael Immel. Also heard were William Irwin and Bob Farley. Sound patterns by David Searcy. Darkness is a Ken Jerrard, Roger Rittner radio production. Now, until next time, this is your host, Claude, wishing you good night forever.